All right, everyone, welcome back. We are ready to dive deep today, and we're talking all about the Let Them Theory.
Oh, I love this one.
This is from Mel Robbins' book, and it's called The Let Them Theory. And the whole idea is so interesting because you know how we're always like trying to control things
Oh, that's all.
and make sure everything's perfect? And in order, and I think we all struggle with this,
Absolutely.
but it's basically like, what if we just stop trying to control everything outside of our power?
Right.
Like, how much lighter would our lives be? So,
Yes.
you think about it, like, how many times have you tried to control, like, your
Oh.
partner's moods
Oh my
or the
gosh.
traffic?
All the
Or
time.
even, if your friend's going to text you back right away?
Yeah, are they going to respond to my email?
Like, all these things that are totally
Or hands.
out of our control. So,
Yeah.
this theory is really going to kind of unpack
I love it.
how we can let go of that.
Yeah.
So first, let's just talk about like what the core idea of this theory is.
Okay.
Basically, it's all about releasing control
Okay.
and letting go of that need to
Yeah.
like manage every single
Every little thing
around
off.
us,
Yeah.
which is so hard.
It is so hard, but it's also like when you actually think about it's kind of revolutionary because it really is about prioritizing yourself, your dreams, your goals, your happiness. And it's like we're not often taught to do that. We're taught to like please other people and make sure everyone else is okay. But this is like, whoa, hold on a second. What about you? Let's focus on you for a minute.
What about what you want?
Exactly.
So, and then, the other thing that's so powerful about it
Yeah.
is it really does shift our perspective.
Totally.
Because when we accept that we can't control external factors,
Right.
like, the traffic,
Ah, the traffic.
or,
Someone else's bad mood.
someone else's bad mood.
Yeah.
Like, we actually empower
They
ourselves
do.
because we're not wasting energy on things that we
Yes.
can't change.
100%.
And we can actually focus on what we can influence.
What we can control. Yeah.
Exactly. So this brings us to like this really simple but powerful tool that Mel Robbins talks about in the book,
Okay. I've heard.
ARI, and it is saying, let them.
Oh.
In those moments when we feel the urge to control.
Okay.
It sounds so simple, but
Right.
it's supposed to be like.
I mean, sometimes the simplest things are the most impactful. You
Exactly.
know what I mean?
So she's saying it's like a game changer.
I can see that.
Have you ever tried this?
You know, I have, and it's funny because when I first heard about it, I was like, psh, whatever, that's not going to do anything. But then I actually tried it, and what I realized is that it acts as like a mental circuit breaker.
Oh, interesting.
It like interrupts that automatic reaction to try and like manage
Manage everything.
everything and everyone around us. It's like, whoa, pump the brakes. Let them.
Let them figure it out. So think about like a time when you felt that need to control a
Oh,
situation.
yeah.
Maybe it was like a work project or,
A family gathering.
a family gathering
Oh, those can be tough.
or anything like that where you're just like,
Yeah, where you feel that tension. You want to like fix it. You want to make sure it's all perfect, but it's like out of your
and not
hands.
your responsibility. And so what if in that moment you just said to yourself, left them?
Let them.
Like, how do you think that would change?
I think it would totally shift the dynamic because it would take you out of that like hyper-focused, I need to control this mode, and it would allow you to just kind of
Take a step back.
take a step back,
Observe.
observe, and kind of surrender to the fact that you can't control it.
You can only control your reaction.
Exactly.
So much better.
Let's talk about some of the benefits of this whole let them theory.
I'm ready.
Because Mel Robbins talks about a lot of them in the book. And one of the biggest ones is reduced stress and anxiety.
Oh, for sure.
Because when we're trying to control everything, we're just like
Carrying that weight.
carrying all this weight on our shoulders. But when we can let go of that and release that control, it makes sense that we would
Feel lighter.
feel less stressed and less anxious.
Totally.
So like I'm curious, like from your perspective, what do you see as like the connection between releasing control and finding more peace?
I think it's all about, like you were saying, taking off that weight. Like, imagine carrying around this giant backpack full of rocks, and you're trying to like climb a mountain. It's like, no wonder you're exhausted.
Right.
No wonder you're stressed.
Yeah.
So the let them theory is basically like, okay, let's just take off that backpack.
Yeah.
Let's set down those rocks.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you can breathe.
You can move freely.
You can move freely.
You can think clearly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like creating space.
Yes.
For peace and calm.
It's like taking a deep breath after holding it for too long.
It is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that feeling of relief.
Yes.
When you finally let go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So another benefit that Mel Robbins talks about.
Okay.
Is that it can actually transform our relationships.
Oh, interesting.
Which I thought was so interesting because, you know, sometimes we think like, oh, if I just control this person more.
Right.
Then the relationship will be better.
Right. If I could just get them to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But actually she's saying like letting go of control can lead to stronger bonds.
Right.
So I'm curious, like, how do you see that playing out?
You know, I think it goes back to that idea that nobody likes to be controlled.
Right.
You know?
Nobody likes to be micromanaged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if we are constantly trying to manage our partner's behavior or micromanage a colleague's work style.
Right.
It's just going to breed resentment. It's going to push people away.
Yeah.
It's going to create distance.
Yeah.
But when we can say, let them,
it
allows people the space to be themselves.
Yes.
And it also allows us to focus on our own needs and reactions.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like paradoxically, it creates a healthier dynamic because you're not so enmeshed in trying to control the other person.
You're allowing them to be their own person and you're taking responsibility
for your own feeling.
Happiness and well-being.
100%.
Okay. So now let's talk about the big one.
Okay.
Increased happiness.
Okay.
So this is like the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah. Who doesn't want more happiness?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
But it seems kind of counterintuitive because you would think like, oh, if I'm in control, then I'll be happy.
Right.
But actually,
Mel
Robbins is saying that there's this direct link between letting go of control and finding more joy.
So how does that work?
So how does that work? I know.
Yeah.
So basically, she's saying it's not about being passive.
Okay.
It's about recognizing what we can influence.
Okay.
So like, for example,
you
can't force your friend to be on time.
Right. Like some people are just.
Yeah. Some people are just chronically late.
Yeah.
But. You can set boundaries around how their lateness affects you.
100%.
So it's like you're not controlling them.
Right.
You're controlling
your response.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're not trying to like force them to change.
Yeah.
You're saying, okay, this is the situation.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we stop fighting those losing battles against things we can't change.
Right.
We free up so much energy and focus.
Yes.
To pursue what truly matters to
us. What lights us up.
Exactly.
What brings us joy.
So when we're prioritizing our well-being and going after our goals, that sense of fulfillment and happiness naturally follows.
It does.
Okay, so let's get practical.
Okay.
How do we actually put the let them theory into practice?
Like, where do we start?
Where do we even begin?
Yeah.
So she talks about this in the book.
Okay.
And the first step is the most crucial.
All right.
And that is recognizing what's truly outside our control.
Hmm.
And that might be harder than it sounds.
It is, because I think a lot of us have these unconscious beliefs about like what we can and can't control.
Yes.
You know, we think we have more power than we actually do.
Than we actually do.
Yeah. Right. So that's the first step.
That's the first step.
It's like really getting honest with ourselves.
Yeah, like doing an inventory.
Yeah.
Of like, what do you actually...
Yeah, what are you actually spending your energy on?
Yes.
Trying to control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once we've done that...
Once we've had that moment of honesty.
Yeah.
Then what?
Then we can begin to shift our focus.
Okay.
And that's where the magic words let them come in.
Oh, yeah, those magic words.
Right. I love it.
So it's like a mantra to remind ourselves to release that need to control.
Yeah, it's like a little
a
little phrase to kind of interrupt that pattern of like trying to control.
Exactly. And then the real work begins.
Okay, I'm ready.
Because then we have to intentionally shift our energy to what we can control.
What we can control.
Which is our thoughts.
Your feelings.
Our feelings.
And our actions.
Our actions, okay.
So this is where we start to see the real power of prioritizing our own needs and goals.
Right. So instead of trying to force a specific outcome in a situation we can't control, we're focusing on how we respond, what boundaries we set, and what actions we take to create the life we want.
Yes.
It's powerful stuff.
It is powerful stuff.
Yeah.
So the let them theory is basically like a permission slip to let go of the impossible and focus on what truly matters.
What matters most.
Which is you.
You.
Yeah. It's about ditching that stress of trying to control everything and everyone else and stepping into a life where you are in charge.
We have the power.
Of your own happiness.
That's right.
And that's a beautiful thing.
It is.
So this theory
has
profound implications for how we approach
It really does.
Life's challenges.
Yeah, it's like a whole new lens. Just a look through.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
And I think the key is to actually apply it and see what happens.
Yeah, like don't just read about it.
Right.
Like actually try it.
Put it into practice.
In your life.
Yeah, because that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
You know?
So here's something to think about.
Okay.
What's one thing that you can let go of today?
Ooh.
What's draining your energy that you can release control over?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's that work project that's stressing you out.
Totally.
Or, you know, that lingering worry about something.
Yeah.
You have absolutely no power to change.
Yeah. We all have those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, just say, let them.
Let them.
And see what happens.
Give it a try.
You might be surprised.
I think you will be.
At how much lighter you feel.
Yeah.
And how much energy you free up to focus on what truly matters.
The good stuff.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
On the Let Them Theory.
Yes, Let Them.
Until next time.
See ya.